In the southern Albany County village of Ravenna, the polls opened at noon. The race is on to choose a mayor. Democrat John Bruno is running for his 7th four-year term, facing off against the owner of the Halfway House Tavern, Republican Bill Misuraca.
Bruno's been the mayor for about a quarter of a century. You know, he's done a lot of good work for the village. We just feel that it's time to get some fresh ears and eyes on the village board and just make some changes, bring us forward, bring the community together.
Mayor Bruno doesn't want the village apple cart upset. He says his work is unfinished.
And there's a few things that are left within the village that I would really like to see completed. Number one is trying to get business back in the village. You know, they blame the politicians for vacancies in businesses, but politicians don't own the buildings.
Misuraca says he too is pro-business, and if elected, vows to make the village of about 3,200 more business-friendly.
We need to revitalize our Main Street. Over the years, we've lost a lot of businesses. Some of the properties they're not looking as good as they should, and we want to, you know, research ways to improve the infrastructure without raising taxes. That's a big thing.
Bruno claims that under his leadership, the 100-year-old village is in good shape.
We have a checking account where we got $1,180,000 that is there. Every department that the village has, our water, sewer, our building department, our pool, everything, we have a reserve in every single department. So financially, we're in great shape. What's holding us back is the town of Queemans.
Bruno expects wastewater and infrastructure problems in the town to eventually halt new construction in the village.
Our wastewater is treated by the town of Queemans, and that, the town of Queemans, is under a consent order. So we cannot build until the town of Queemans has their wastewater system and their infrastructure taken care of.
He'd like to see the village build its own wastewater treatment plant. Bruno's also watching construction of a new set of train tracks. He worries about their proximity to housing in Ravenna and the oil trains they're being built to support. Misuraca defends the area's legacy as a railroad community built around the tracks, and he believes the village can work with the freight line.
Obviously, if there's something that's hazardous, traveling through anyone's community, that's a concern. We're still waiting on the official word if it's any more dangerous than I used to work for CSX. They've been shipping propane, crude oil. They've been shipping all sorts of flammables for decades without incident here. I just like to see that with that expansion of the rail that all the speed limits were observed and all the safety precautions were in place.
Observers predict a close race. 4 years ago, Mayor Bruno bested opponent James Van Valkenburg by a mere 59 votes. In nearby Greene County, William Maley of Hunter is running unopposed for a fourth term as mayor. Sullivan County incumbent Mayor Mark Berenson of the Bloomingburg Strong Party is up against Rural Heritage Party hopeful Frank Girardi. More than 230 of the village's 393 registered voters, mostly Hasidic Jews, face validation. The website JP Updates reports the outcome of the election probably won't be known immediately after the polls close. Sullivan County Court Judge Stephen Schick ruled Thursday that all voters whose registrations have been challenged must vote with an affidavit, swearing they live where they're registered. The Ulster County Village of Ellenville holds its elections in May. Sharon Springs in Schoharie County holds its elections in June. Other villages, including New Paltz, have opted to hold theirs in November. A handful of local villages this year have positions for which no one is running, leaving races open to write-in candidates. Polls are open until 9 p.m. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.